Hey guys, welcome back to Talk Tennis Tea, and I'm back again. Yes, I know, we're on kind of a roll, but that's what happens when you've got Roland Garros in, like, literally tomorrow, so I am super excited. I've seen the draw, I've written a lot of notes, so I'm ready. Are you ready? Grab your cuppers and let's get straight into it. So, we're going to start off with the men's draw today, and yeah, it's looking pretty hefty. There is quite, I would say, it's going to be interesting. Yeah, going to be very interesting. But, you know, it's looking pretty good. I've written down a lot of matches, actually, that are going to be show-stopping and that are first-round clashes and that are going to be amazing. So I'm going to run through those, give you my thoughts, and these are really unmissable. Like, if you miss these ones, I'm pretty sure these are going to set the course for the rest of the tournament and probably others. Because, you know, it's a Grand Slam, anything can happen, people do what they got to do. So let's get into it. First up, Shapovalov versus Struff. This is going to be a good one, I think, because Shapo is good on clay. It's one of his, I wouldn't say it's his best surface, but he's pretty good and he's a fighter. Struff is also a fighter. They both are quite young, and it's one that would determine that top half of the draw, definitely. And I think both of them are young contenders, or very much contenders, in Djokovic's half of the draw, so it's pretty interesting, because whoever wins that one, I think, would play him eventually. So, yeah. Next is Fritz versus Tomic. This one's going to be interesting. Tomic brings a lot of drama to the court. Fritz is very calm and collected, but he's also got that Kyrgios flair and side to him. So, I think that's going to be interesting. Taylor, I've never seen him play on clay. He seems to do well, but I feel like he's overshadowed by other next-gen players. But, you know, we wish him well, and obviously it's going to be a tough one because Tomic is a good player. Tomic is good on the clay. So, we'll see. Next is, actually, this match is going to be changed because Nick Kyrgios has withdrawn or pulled out of Roland Garros due to illness, I'm pretty sure it was, but I don't know what illness he has, because he has been stating for the last couple of weeks that it is his least favorite tournament, his least favorite surface, and he loves the grass, so I'm pretty sure he's just probably going over to the Queen's Club, or he's going to be in London, or the UK practicing on the grass. That's pretty much what he's doing. If he does have an illness, wish you well, or get better soon, Nick, whatever. So that was going to be Cameron Norrie and Nick Kyrgios, and I thought that's going to be a good one. But now, since he's now that he has withdrawn, it is up in the air who Cameron is going to be versing, probably a wild card or another qualifier. Next one is Milman versus Alexander Zverev. This one is going to be good. Milman is a wild card. He's one of the more experienced Australians. He's been on the tour for quite a long time. Zverev, as we know, has been having a challenging or tricky season, but he's recently been doing well. He's actually in the final of Geneva. Was it Geneva? Yes, he's in the final of Geneva. Yes, I'm correct. Or Lyon, I'm not sure. One of the two. Either one. So it'll be interesting to see how he does with that first up match, because Milman is a tricky opponent and is not quite like he is. I'm pretty sure Milman could be good on the clay. So it's going to be interesting, but it's probably going to be a tough one for Zverev. Otherwise, it'll be a walkover if he shows up, but we just don't know. The next one is Verdasco versus Evans. This one I'm excited about just because of the drama. We both know they're big personalities. I haven't seen Evans play in a while, and I'm pretty sure he made it through with a wild card. I'm not sure, or something. Or his ranking has been good enough. I don't know, but he was pretty good. I don't know if he's good on the clay. Verdasco is certainly good on the clay. I think it'll be an easy one for Verdasco, but just in terms of drama and maybe a problematic match, that could be good. Next up is Felix Auger-Aslimi. Always butcher his name. I'm sorry, Felix. Versus Jordan Thompson. This one's going to be good. Jordan is good on the clay. We love Jordan. He's another Australian young guy on the tour. And then Felix is in the final of Lyon, actually. So he's doing amazingly on the clay. And yeah, I just don't know what to think about this one because they're both quite good. And I think it's going to be a tough one for both of them. Felix might come out on top and it'll be great for him. So, yeah, hopefully that one will be a good one. Next is Nicolas Jarry versus Juan Martín del Potro. That's going to be good. Nicolas Jarry is actually in the final in Geneva. He plays Alexander Zverev. So that's going to be good. If he wins the final in Geneva, obviously that will give him a lot of confidence going into his first round match against del Potro, obviously knowing he can beat a top 10 player. And Del Potro, I haven't seen him play in a while. I think he's coming off injury, so that'll be quite interesting to see. But it's a tricky one. Nicolas Jarry has his moments of absolute brilliance. We saw during Barcelona, I'm pretty sure it was, when he gave Medvedev a run for his money. He was playing Medvedev and he was really challenging him. So it could go either way, and hopefully it's a fight. Might be a five-setter for that one. Next one is Riley Opelka versus Christian Garin. Christian Garin is one of the Chileans. He's mates with Nicolas Jarry as well, and he is very good. He won his first title in one of the German tournaments that Sasha was defending. I'm pretty sure he beat Sasha at the title he was defending. I can't remember. Was it Munich? I think it was Munich. I'm not sure. One of the two. One of the ones in Germany, and it was real. Like, he played an amazing match, and he's from Chile, so his home surface is clay, so he knows it very well. Riley, on the other hand, I have not seen him play on the clay. I don't know how good he is, but I can assume it's going to be a tough one, but I think it might be an easy, like, I assume it's going to be tough just knowing Riley and the way he plays. But I think Christian will dominate on clay because he's just so good and he's been having a very good season. So, yeah, that'll be some good tennis to watch, especially since it's the newer generation and the young guys are coming in. So that'll be very interesting. Next one, it'll be a battle of the Spain versus Portugal vibes, but also similar age range, similar styles, and it's Pablo Carreño Busta versus Joao Souza. Both of them are my favorite. I love them dearly. This is going to be a tough one for me because they're so good and they're both good on clay. So it's going to be a battle. I'm pretty sure this will go to five sets. Carreño Busta, Pablo has not been having a very good season. I don't know why. I think it was after his Australian Open thing that happened. He just hasn't been doing well, and I think he had some injuries. I don't know. I'm not sure. I haven't seen him been playing a lot, basically. And Sosa's been doing well, a little bit reserved, hasn't been getting the most, like, as further as we want him to be, but it's getting there. So this is going to be a battle. I'm pretty sure it might go to five sets. The last one is another battle of, like, similar age range, similar style, similar circumstances. And that's Richard Gasquet and Misha Zverev. I think this one will be a battle, but I do think Gasquet will come out on top just because I feel like he has the better form than Misha. Misha is notorious for having injuries all the time and especially very unlucky during Grand Slams, except when he did very well at the Australian Open, I think, a couple of years ago. So, yeah, but I definitely think that Gasquet will win this one. It might be a battle, maybe a tight four-setter, maybe a five-setter. If Misha turns up, we just don't know. And then looking further into the rounds, I think there's a possibility of having Pierre Medvedev in the second round and then a Nadal versus Goffin in the third round. So that'll be very interesting. Both exciting matchups, and hopefully we get to that stage. But yeah, in terms of the big four, I guess, in the draw, which are Nadal, Federer, Thiem, and Djokovic, it's looking pretty good for them. I think the one who has a really tough one is Dominic and Novak. I say this because Dominic's side of the draw, Dominic's section of the draw, is tough, but it's very cruisable. He has Monfils, Vedasco, Del Potro, Puy, Felix Oguirezmi, and then Mackenzie McDonald. Now, he has quite a few. He's got some Frenchmen, some naturally good clay quarters, and then a wild card in there as well. And then he himself has been on a roll this season, and he's been very good. He's won the title. So I'm pretty sure he can get through. But if all of these other players perform and are on their A game, it is not going to be easy for Dominic, and I'm pretty sure it's an easy way for him to stuff up and easily get out, because all of these guys are big contenders and they will pose serious threats. However, in saying that, Djokovic, on the other hand, has a more problematic section. It's not the easiest, but it's problematic in terms of he's got people who cause drama and who are very flamboyant and just have very loud styles of play. There's Simon, Gilles Simon, Fabio Fognini, Battista Agut, Alexander Zverev, Denis Shapovalov, Borna Koric, and then there was Nick Kyrgios, but no longer in that side of the draw anymore. So, but players like Fognini, who's won a Masters 1000, is known to be good on clay, knows to bring crowds. That's a tough one. And then we've got Borna Koric, who has been cruising. He hasn't won a title, but we know he's good and we know he's consistent and he can bring it when he needs to. And then Shapo, who's kind of a wild card, but we know Alex, who's also kind of a wild card in my opinion, but he can pose a big threat. I think the biggest threat to Djokovic in his side of the draw is Fabio Fognini and Battista Agut, because those are the two more specialized clay quarters than anyone else in this draw. And obviously there are other people in his side of the draw, like some of those lesser known players that could come through and really shine, but it's just real tough because we genuinely don't know who's going to turn up and who's not going to turn up. And that's the top half of the draw, I guess we could say. Looking to the bottom half of the draw, we've got Nadal and Federer. Federer's section looks fairly easy, but it's easy if he's on form. And I guess he's been doing well. He has been doing well, but it's just one of those things where it's like, in terms of the circumstances and looking at his section of the draw, I really think from in the bottom section, he has the toughest. He's got Stan Wawrinka, Marin Cilic, Grigor Dimitrov, Diego Schwartzman, Stefanos Tsitsipas, Francis Tiafoe, Christian Garin, and Mario Cincinnato. Those eight are big clay quarters, all of them. Big clay quarters. There's no room for error Federer has. I think he's, like everyone's been saying, he has an easy draw. Yes, his first round is easy, but moving forward from the first round, it gets harder. And I feel like you have to look at the potential possibilities. Like, he has a potential to meet with Stefanos at some point in the draw. He can meet with Stan, he can meet with Schwartzman, he can meet with Garin, he can meet with Tiafoe, you know, all these big names, all these big guys who play amazing clay court tennis. And I'm certainly worried for Federer fans, because you guys will be on high stress alert. Yeah, you can cruise for the first week, maybe for the first couple of days, because of the fact that the first round is easy. I don't know who his opponent is for the first round. Like, I looked at the name and I genuinely don't know who this man is. So it's going to be easy for him. However, it's just, he just has to be on form, and I haven't seen that. I may watch his match, I may not. I'll probably see the results, but I think he's going to get through, but I don't think Fed's going to make it through the third round or pass the third round, in my opinion. If he does, that's fabulous, and obviously everyone will be happy. If he doesn't, can we really blame him? Can we blame him, really? He has a tough draw, or tough section, I mean. Then we've got Nadal, who is at the lowest bottom side of the draw. He, in my opinion, easiest. Easy draw. He can't... There's no one that I would really say is... I wouldn't say that is really crucial. Not crucial, but really like, oh, we need to be worried. As Nadal fans, we need to be worried. He's got Pella, Guido Pella, David Goffin, Kana Shikori, Daniel Medvedev, Alex Demonor, Alexei Popperin, and Nico Basilashvili. So in that, I would say Nishikori, Pella, and Medvedev. Those three are the only ones he needs to worry about. But he has beaten all three in previous tournaments, previous years. And we've seen Nadal. We saw him last week in Rome. He is good. He's solid. There's no stress. I am not stressed about this draw. I think Nadal can clearly go through and win his 12th title. Like, I've got no stress for him. I think the stress will come later, like in the fourth quarterfinal round, kind of, because that's when it's getting to the nitty-gritty. But otherwise, I have no problems with anything. That I think he's going to do well. Yeah, those are my thoughts on the men's going into it. But coming from this week where we had the final two tournaments, I guess you've got Geneva and Lyon. I think the big people to watch out for are Felix Auger-Aliassime. He is on fire. He's in the final. He can do big things, and I feel like he's going to go very far, and he'll go deep in the competition. Theme, as we know, great clay quarter. He is the prince of clay, as people call him or is nicknamed. I think he can definitely do well. He just needs to stick to his gun and not mess up. I think he just has to be very clinical, the way he was in Barcelona, and he'll be good. And then we've got Fabio Fognini, who, if he shows up, there's no drama, no mess, all that kind of stuff. He can cruise all the way to some finals and get deep in the competition. But yeah, it's all a matter of keeping track and all that kind of stuff. I feel like it's all a matter of turning up, making sure you're doing your training and all that stuff, because yeah, it's a bit messy. From the moment, the only withdrawals I know are Nick Kyrgios, two fishy illnesses, but yeah. Anyway, moving to the women, let's start on that, because I'm more interested with their draw, because there's just a lot happening. And their matchups are so good. Like, really, really good. So I'm going to start with my blockbuster first round matches that are unmissable. And that's basically Ostapenko versus Azarenka, Halep versus Tomljanovic, Puig versus Flipkins, Sablikova versus Sablenka, Strykova versus Stoza, Muguruza versus Townsend, Venus Williams versus Fedelina. Now, Ostapenko versus Azarenka, Williams versus Elena Svitolina, those two matches, you cannot miss them. They are probably the defining matches in the tournament. I think it's going to be some amazing tennis. I haven't seen Ostapenko play in a while. I haven't seen Victoria Azarenka play in a while. But the fact that they've been matched together is going to be so interesting. And then Venus Williams and Elena Svitolina. We know Elena's been doing well. She went very deep in Australian Open. She's had very good performances at all of her tournaments that she's been in. Venus Williams is doing... She's doing good. I haven't seen her in a lot of tournaments this year, but she's definitely doing good, I think, hopefully. But it's just one of those matches where it's like they're both going to try and do very well because of the fact that they are loved players and they're both very much appreciated. So it's going to be very interesting. And I think those two matches, if you don't watch any two matches of the first, like if you're going to watch any matches of the first round, men's and women's, watch those two. The men's, you can miss that out. It doesn't matter. Those two matches of the women's, those are the important ones. I feel like those are the best. Going to be some amazing tennis played in those. Yeah, it's just looking good. Otherwise, everyone else is all the other ones are good too, but those two, Ozarenka versus Ostapenko and then Williams Svitolina, watch those matches. I'm excited myself. I will be camping out watching those matches. So that's going to be good. Next is... Oh, so looking further into the draw, there is a possibility of Sakaria versus Osaka in the third round and Keys versus Garcia in the third round. These two, I think, will be very... These are going to be very good matches. Garcia is obviously a French woman. She's very good on the clay. I think she's good. Maddie, I haven't seen her in a while playing, but I think she's pretty good on the clay. She's good. And then Osaka, obviously the reigning number one. This will be very defining for her. If she loses, someone else will go into number one spot, I'm pretty sure, or she'll have to defend it somewhere else. And then Sakaria has just been on really fire, like on absolute fire. So it'll be a good one to see that. And then, obviously, moving further into the draw, there's a possibility of Osaka-Williams quarterfinal and then the Halep-Kvitova quarterfinal. And those two matches would be finals on their own. In any other tournament, they would be finals. Any other Grand Slam, they would be finals. And when I was looking at the draw, I'm like, quarterfinals? Really? Like, the draw is really that... It's really that tough for the women because it's anyone's game. I feel like this year it's going to be so good because it's anyone's game. Everyone's just coming in with this fresh attitude of, like, we can do this. We can really do anything. And, like, it doesn't matter what seeding you have or where you are in the rankings or what you're going to do. You can still do very well. So it seems to be good. I think the other thing that I saw was Stevens, Svitolina, Muguruza, all on the same side of the draw, which is kind of disappointing and kind of heartbreaking because one of them is going to have to lose eventually. And they're all very good and they were all my contenders for the title. So that's kind of upsetting. And then Kerber and Wozniacki are on the bottom side of the draw. Well, those are the more common names on the bottom side of the draw. These two haven't... I know Caroline has got an injury. And then... Angie, I haven't seen her play in a while since Australian Open. So it's going to be different. It's going to be something new. And hopefully they can both get through, but we don't know. And then obviously with some withdrawals, there's Katie Butler, who has caused a bit of a scandal and a bit of a hoorah because of the fact that she had a pre-existing injury, but she was still left in the draw. The draw ceremony happened, and then she had to physically go to Paris to withdraw, and when she went to Paris, she also collected a $200,000 check. Now, in my opinion, and this is what I don't understand, like, I don't get the rule about that. How is she still allowed, like, I don't get it. There's no words, like, I don't even know how to explain it to you guys, but you guys have probably read the articles, you probably have some opinion on it, but I just still don't understand. I genuinely don't understand. But it's not my place to understand anyway. I'm not the lawmakers, I'm not Roland Garros, I can't say anything. I'm just a fan with opinions. But looking forward from that, I think, or looking back at the clay season that these women players have had, we see Bertens, Osaka, Kvitova all could really help for the finals. And then I also think I'm going to add Stevens, Svitolina, Muguruza and Serena Williams all into those categories, and maybe Maria Sakkari as well, because they have been playing good clay court tennis. The other big name that is not on this list is Maria Sharapova. I'm pretty sure Maria is injured still, and that's tragic to see. Hopefully we'll see her at Wimbledon, but we don't know. But it's just really tough on these guys. It's so tough on these women, but it's going to be a really tough one. I think the women's draw... I'm more interested in the women's draw, and I'll probably watch them more because of the fact that the matches look way more interesting than the men's, and I'll probably won't watch the men's till further on in the competition, just because, or unless I hear some stuff is going on, juicy situations are happening. But yeah, I'm really excited. This draw does look very good. It's very, like I said, it's very hefty, it's very dense, there's a lot going on, and when you break it down, It's a lot. Like, when I was looking at it, I was like, oh my gosh, what is going on? Roland Garros, what have you done? Like, actually, there's just so much, and I just don't know what to deal, how to deal with it all. So, yeah, as we all know, Roland Garros starts on Sunday. For me, in New Zealand, that is tomorrow. I am so excited. I'm really excited. And the first day, we've got Roger, Stefanos, Angie, Garbina, Marin Cilic, Venus Williams, David Goffin, Stevens, Nishikori, Bencic, Dimitrov, and Schwartzman. Now, I have a test coming up. I have a test actually on Monday morning. I don't know how many matches I'm actually going to watch. I will probably just try to watch the Venus versus Svitolina one. Hopefully it's not too late. Hopefully, fingers crossed. But yeah, it's going to be really good and I'm so excited. But otherwise, I'm really excited. Obviously, the wild cards. Why do I keep saying wild cards? Obviously, the qualies have finished and there's been some amazing people who's in there, like Coco Gauff, I think she qualified, and Mikhail Ymer and Elias Ymer, they both qualified for the men's tournament. So I'm excited to see some of those guys finally getting an opportunity, because it's good for them. As you guys know, I've been saying this a while, challenger players are coming through. ITF players are really coming through, and they're really showing us. Like Christian Garin, at the beginning of this year, we didn't know who he was. Well, I knew he was. You guys didn't know who he was. And I kept on telling you, watch out for these ITF challenger people, because they're really showing up. Even Jordan Thompson, we didn't know who he was. But here he is showing us that he can be in a Grand Slam, and he's going to prove to us that he deserves to be in that position. And I'm so excited for everyone. I'm so excited for it to start. Yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed this. Tell me your predictions. Who do you think is going to win? Ooh, that's what I forgot. I forgot to tell you guys who I think is going to win. On the men's side, I am predicting Nadal. I think Nadal is going to win another title. He's going to win his 12th. On the women's, I honestly think it could either be Naomi. Naomi could take it out and go for like a calendar slam type thing. Or it could be Halep defending her title. Or it could be Maria Sakkari. I really think she can do it. She's been playing some amazing tennis, and she's been really good. Otherwise, we don't really know. Like, it's anyone's game. It's really anyone's game. Do I think Serena could pull off a win? I think she might make it to the semifinals. I think she'll go deep. I don't know about getting a win. I'm not sure. She might surprise me. I love Serena. I am a big fan of Serena. But I'm not sure about the win. And then obviously on the men's, Claire and Zippel, Nadal. I don't think that's going to change. I don't change any opinions on that. Will it be tough? Yes. Will it be sleepless nights? Yes. Will there be some stressful matches? Yes. As always, that's the way tennis goes. And that's why we watch the sport. I hope you guys enjoyed this. Hope you guys like my opinions. Make sure you tweet me with your responses. Who do you think is going to win? Do you think the matches I picked are good? Do you have any other suggestions on matches we should be watching? Any other thoughts on what I said in the draw? Please let me know on my socials at TalkTennisT on both Instagram and Twitter. And I will catch you guys on the next one.